Matthew chapter 18 will be the focus of our study for this evening. Tonight, and I'll just give you a heads up, tonight's going to be a little different. But different's okay, right? As long as I don't put anybody on the spot, right? Well, I'm probably going to put you on the spot. It's going to be that different. But the title of the message tonight's Anything. Anything. And in the text that we're going to read, Jesus, just prior to where we pick up reading, is he's been dealing with teaching on how to deal with a sinning brother, specifically a brother that sinned against you. And in the context, it was if a brother sinned against you, then you go to that brother and tell him. Try to resolve it that way. And if that doesn't work, then take two or three witnesses with you and go to him again and talk to him. If that doesn't work, then get the whole church involved and let the church approach that brother. And if he won't listen to you, then just treat him as it says, as a heathen, or basically withdraw fellowship from that individual. And verse 18, he concludes that with the power that the church has. And he says in verse 18, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. But he expands that in the last two verses, or verses 19 and 20, the verses that we're going to read tonight. And so I would ask you to please stand in respect to the Word of God. As we read verses 19 and 20, Jesus says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where there two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, speak to us through your word tonight, Lord. Stir our hearts that we may reignite and even expand our passion for you. That we may serve you faithfully. That we may, as a church, honor you with everything that we do. Father, light the fires of revival among us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, now I gave you the background. And I said he expands that thought from verse 18 to 19 when he says, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on anything concerning anything, anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father that's in heaven. And what he's painting a picture here of a church that's in total agreement. That word agree, it means to be, of course, to be of one mind. But the literal translation of that means to fit something together. As in you would fit two pieces of material together to make a clothes. And to expand it even beyond that, the idea is that Jesus is painting a picture of a church that's united together to do something for the glory of the kingdom. Listen, before you do anything, before we can do anything as a church, there has to be a unity, a common purpose, a common ground. Okay? Now, Victory Missionary Baptist Church has agreed together. We've united together. Okay? And that is to pursue a building ministry. We started, and I've been trying to get to this point for, I don't know, a couple of months now. But in that business meeting where we voted, what we did was we said, okay, we are coming together as a church to pursue this building ministry. Quite an expensive project. Estimate somewhere between $3 and $4 million, right? And I'm not going to go through all the details of the project tonight, but I just want to begin by reminding you, we as a church have come together and made that agreement. And so tonight, I'm going to ask us to agree on a couple other things. Okay? And the couple other things, the first one I'm going to ask us to agree on is that we begin praying. And I'm going to be specific, okay? That we pray and that we ask God to enable us to do this building project, the whole thing, debt-free. Okay? We start by praying, right? Some would say, oh, Brother Doug, that's too big a thing. No, listen, we're talking about God here. He created the universe. I can't think of anything too big for God, right? Some will say, well, it'll take too long. No, it'll take as long as God sees fit for it to take, right? So what I want us to do, first of all, is let's don't sell God short. Last building project we did, if I remember right, it was $700,000, $800,000, and we paid for it inside a year and never borrowed a dime, right? It wasn't because you and I are such big givers, or it wasn't by our power, it was by the power of God. Same thing goes here, right? I'm excited about the building project. I'm excited for doors, ministry doors that it's going to open. But I'm also excited to see God do something awesome, right? When it says, I want you to notice in this, it says, again, I say to you that two of you agree on earth concerning, what's that next word? Concerning anything. You know what the Greek word is? I've forgotten what the Greek word is, but I remember its meaning. It means anything. It means no limits. It means absolutely anything. Whatever, right? And so I understand we do, as we do this, we understand it has to be within the will of God. And listen, I don't want to do anything that is not in the will of God. Amen? But here, this is a promise. It says anything. It doesn't say maybe. It says it will be done. We need to serve God from that perspective. That God's going to do something. Right? I think we don't see God move very much because we have very, very low expectations. We're not relying on ourselves. We're relying on God. Our part is faith. God can do anything. And I believe that if we sell God short, we can expect God not to move. I believe that most churches today don't ask God for big things like that because they don't really think or believe that God can or will do big things. So my first mission for us tonight is to have the mentality that God still does big things. He still is able to do anything that He wants to do. And He is able to go way beyond our capability. So, prayer number one. Okay? Are you listening? This is our prayer life. It's very seldom do I give you specifics to pray about. Tonight I'm giving you specifics to pray about. God, enable us to build or to do this building project debt free. Will you pray about that? Will you pray, God, enable us to build this building project debt free? I want you to say amen like you mean it, right? If the last amen was any reflection of the kind of prayer that you're going to pray, don't even pray it, right? Because it lacked conviction, to be honest with you. Second thing I'm going to ask you to agree on is to ask God to grow our people in the process. Oh, I love this church. God has given us a wonderful church family, right? And there is no place on earth that I'd rather be than to be a member of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. But I have a burden. And this is a deep burden. that I can't get rid of and I don't want to get rid of. And that is that God will grow the people of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. I'm talking about spiritual growth. Sure, numbers are wonderful, but we have people who need to make moves within this church. We have people who need to be more involved. We have people who need to grow in their giving. We have people, all of us need to grow. Did you hear me? I said all of us need to grow. That's every one of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. We all need to grow. So pray, number one, God, help us to do this building project debt free. Number two, God, grow us in the process. I want to do things I've never done before. I want to step out on faith in areas I've never stepped out before. All of us need to grow. Did you know we have children in this church who need to be saved? Right? There's plenty of needs in this church that evolve around you and I growing. As I said, I have a burden. It's not a terrible burden. It's an excited burden because I see the opportunity. I want you to look and to see the opportunity that's everywhere around us. Third thing I want you to do, I want you to understand the power that we're talking about. Okay? God says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. You know, we're good Baptists, and we always use this on Sunday night when not very many people show up for church. Well, where two or three are gathered together, God said He's in me. That's not the concept of this verse, okay? That's not why Jesus said it. This is a statement of the presence and the power of God among God's people who are determined to serve Him, okay? Two things we got to have. We've got to have the presence of God and we've got to have the power of God. Right? Yeah. And so tonight I want us to move our mentality just a little bit. I want us to move our mentality from we can do anything to God will do anything. Right? God can do anything. Do you believe that? Do you really believe it? Do you believe that God can enable us to pay for this building debt-free? All right. Do you believe that God can grow us like we've never been grown before? Do you believe that God can stir our hearts so we'll see God do things we've never seen Him do before? Do you believe God still saves souls? Absolutely. I'll be honest with you. I love you. I love you so much. I love, you know, and so I'm not shaking my finger. It's coming back at all. We're in a little bit of a rut. Okay? We're in a little bit of a rut. Kind of doing the same thing. We've gotten comfortable where we are. It's time to get out of the rut. That's what this message is about, right? And it's time to look at God as being the God He is, the all-powerful, almighty God that can do anything. Ephesians 3:20 needs to be our mantra, if you will. 3:20 and 21 says, now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. That's the God we serve. He who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Yeah. And how does he do it? Look, I'll point it out to you. According to the power that works where? In us. See, this is the exciting part. That God's going to do something in us and through us. Listen, God still uses people. God still uses people. He uses us to give for His glory. He uses us to serve for His glory. He uses us to reach out and see lost souls. Yeah, He still uses people. But I think we kind of lost sight of the fact of the power that's available when we truly believe that God is God. He'll do anything. He can do anything. And He wants to work that power through us. Okay? And so, tonight, here's what I want to ask you to do. Okay? said, we're going to do different tonight. I believe that prayer works. Do you? Okay. I believe that prayer works. I'm going to ask us to divide into prayer groups tonight for the remainder of this service. Right? I'm going to ask you to gather up somewhere between 3 to 5 people, 3 to 6 people. You know, we're not really counting, okay? But somewhere in that neighborhood. Into a prayer group. And I'm going to ask you to pray for these things. Number one is what? God, enable us to do this building ministry debt-free. Right? Number two, God, grow us in the process. Light our fire, revive our hearts, get us out of the rut. Lord, we're okay with not being comfortable. Are you okay with getting out of your comfort zone? Are you okay with getting out of your comfort zone? Ask God to get us out of our comfort zone. Right? Pray that God will grow us. And then finally, pray that God will give us a confidence in Him that we have never had before. A confidence of knowing that there's nothing God can't do. A confidence of knowing that if I ask according to the will of God, He's promised to respond. And in your prayer group tonight, I'm going to ask that you go around and everybody gets the opportunity to pray. Not going to put you on the spot. You know, if you're nervous about it, that's fine. Right? But everybody gets the opportunity to pray. I don't care if you're male or female within that group. If you want to pray, you pray. If you don't, that's fine too, okay? But here's what I expect as your pastor. I expect everybody here tonight to pray for the future of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. I ask you to pray for the future of Victory Missionary Baptist Church. And I ask you to believe that we serve a God that can do great things.